With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At a cabinet meeting Tuesday, President Trump touting the COVID-19 vaccine effort.
Operation Warp Speed, people say, is one of the greatest achievements ever in politics or in the military, because it was almost a military procedure. But everybody, including Putin, said that Operation Warp Speed, what you did with that, nobody can believe it.
President says private jobs are better than public jobs.
But government jobs are down, actually substantially down, and private jobs are way up. And these are the jobs that make money, create a better life. Meanwhile, we've reduced the number of federal bureaucrats by 84,000.
A judge rejecting Utah's congressional map.
The Utah legislature will need to redraw the state's congressional boundaries in time for the 2026 elections. This after a judge ruled the Republican-controlled body circumvented safeguards put in place by voters to ensure districts are not drawn to favor any party. The current map divides Salt Lake County among four congressional districts that have all elected Republicans by wide margins since it was put in place. Salt Lake County is the state's population center and a Democratic stronghold. I'm Ben Thomas.
United States Coast Guard seizing a record 76,000 pounds of drugs this summer off Central and South America. Drugs have an estimated value of some $473 million. That haul included both cocaine and marijuana. In the meantime now, the Trump administration has promised to overhaul the Coast Guard. Currently, Coast Guard has about 43,000 active duty members and 8,000 members of the reserve. This is SRN News. A warning about digital devices in the classroom.
It comes from the Parents Television and Media Council, and it takes aim at efforts by education leaders to increase the use of laptops, tablets, and AI by students. PTMC spokesman Melissa Henson says, quote, "These tools have led to increased distraction, declining core skills, and rampant exposure to harmful content, even on school-issued devices." Common Sense Media reports that over 40% of teens who viewed pornography at school saw it on a school computer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious colleges that require students to sign a statement of faith cannot be excluded from a popular Minnesota program allowing high school students to take college courses for credit. That's the ruling from a federal judge tossing a state law she called an unconstitutional violation of religious freedom. The decision is a victory for two religious schools in the state, Crown College and the University of Northwestern. This is SRN News. Conference Board said Tuesday its Consumer Confidence Index ticked down by 1.3 points to 97.4 in August, down from July's 98.7. But in the same narrow range of the past 3 months, here's correspondent Marcela Sanchez.
Americans' view of the U.S. economy declined modestly in August. The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index ticked down to 97.4 in August, down from July's 98.7. That small decline in confidence was in line with the forecasts from most economists who were surveyed and came as anxiety over a weakening job market grew for the eighth straight month.
SpaceX launching its latest test of a mega rocket Starship. It included the first ever deployment of a test payload in space. Starship launched 8 dummy satellites before splashing down in the Indian Ocean. More details at srnnews.com.